to action item number 16.
Seven.
Sorry? Okay, we're back to seven. Okay.
Going back to what?
Seven?
The big one.
Is it eight?
Yep. Oh, we did seven. Okay.
It's right after seven there. Good for the signal.
I'm working. It's Aggie math. It takes me a minute.
Where are we going, eight?
Oh, the seven.
Okay, we're going to eight. The Board of Directors will now conduct a closed meeting executive session to deliberate purchase, exchange, lease, or value of real property of Possum King pursuant to the authority granted by Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act. The Board of Directors will now enter into executive session at 10 a.m. Okay, I've got it on. The Board of Director hereby reconvenes in open session at 11:04 a.m.
Okay.
Take a 10-minute break, please.
Let me stand up.
Go ahead and come back to order. We've already come out of executive session. Matt, do you want to discuss or go into the action to be taken on?
Yes, yes. We're going to have three resolutions, and as is customary, I'm going to kind of explain them before I read through them, and I'm going to do them one by one. The first resolution is to clarify the request for bids. We received a question which indicated that the request for bids differs from the resolution that the board passed authorizing the issuance of the request for bids, in that in the first purchase option, which involves the ability to purchase for 90% of the land-only assessed value, the RFB does not say through preferred lender financing. The RFB actually says through lender financing. The reason that that was done is we did not want, through the RFB, to limit lessees financing options strictly to preferred lenders on the option to purchase the property for 90% of the assessed value. We did not want to limit lessee financing options. That's the reason we made that change. However, since it's already been made in the RFB, we are asking the board to clarify that, to validate that act via resolution, so that it makes it clear that the 90% option isn't just available through preferred lender financing. Lessees are not limited to that pool of financing. However, in saying that, it also needs to be made clear, clarified that that does not prohibit any bidder from offering as part of their bid option a preferred lender financing aspect. It doesn't prohibit a bidder from doing that. We're just not going to limit all bidders to that, so that we don't limit all lessees to just that type of financing. Okay? So having said all that, I can read through the resolution, unless there are any questions.
Any questions for Matt? Go ahead and read the resolution, okay. Please.
Following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2009 meeting. Whereas at its meeting on October 27, 2008, the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors directed staff to issue a request for bids for the purchase of certain of Brazos River Authority's Brazos River Authority property at Possum Kingdom Lake, and whereas the October 27, 2008 resolution provided for the lessees to have an option to purchase the lessees' leased property in cash or through preferred lender financing for 90% of 2008 land-only assessed value, and whereas the request for bids, which was issued on January 8, 2009, provided for lessees to have an option to purchase their lease lot in cash or through lender financing at 90% of the 2008 land-only assessed value, paren, omitting the word preferred, and, close paren, and, whereas it was not the intent of the Brazos River Authority in its October 27, 2008 resolution to limit the lessee's financing options to, quote, preferred lender financing, end quote, only. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby ratifies and approves the language of the request for bids issued by the authority on January 8, 2009 in its entirety, and specifically approves the description of the lessee purchase option set forth in Section 6D I as follows. Permit the lessee to purchase its leased lot in cash or through lender financing for 90% of land-only assessed value without any exemptions, paren, as determined by county appraisal district, close paren, paren, the assessed value, close paren, for the year 2008, such option to be available for a period of at least 1 year from closing.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'll move.
Moved by Sloan, seconded by Bailon. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bailon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Matt. I think we have more for us.
Move on to the next one. One of the issues that's addressed in not so much the RFB, but one of the associated documents, which is the declarations of restrictive covenants, is a 75-foot building setback. The intent of staff in including that setback was to protect the shoreline. More specifically, the reason for it was to prevent, because of erosion, future encroachments. We have had already with the 25-foot setback that exists, people will build at 30 feet, and 5 years later, because of erosion, that structure will then become an encroachment into the FERC project area. So the reason behind the 75 feet was to establish an additional setback that would prohibit the future intrusion of structures closer to the shoreline. That setback was written in such a way to where current structures that exist today are grandfathered, and the footprint of those structures would also be grandfathered. Therefore, rebuilding would be allowed as long as there was no protruding further in than that current footprint. We've received several questions about the 75-foot setback, and having looked at that a little bit more and looking at actual lot sizes, looking at some of the lot depths, we believe that that should be changed, but do not believe that we're going to stay at just the 25 feet. We still believe that there's a balance that needs to be struck between how large the setback is and our ability, the ability of the shoreline to be protected via some sort of additional setback. So we are looking at moving that setback from 75 feet down to 50 feet, which would comport with building setback lines at other areas of the lake, including some of the areas of the ranch. Obviously has a 50-foot building setback, and so we're going to relax that down to 50 feet. That's what this resolution does.
Any questions? Please read the resolution.
The following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2009 meeting. Whereas at its meeting on October 27, 2008, the Brazos River Authority Board of Directors directed staff to issue a request for bids for the purchase of certain Brazos River Authority property at Possum Kingdom Lake to include development of declarations of restrictions, covenants, and conditions. And whereas on January 8, 2009, the request for bids, including the declarations, was issued. And whereas the declarations currently include a 75-foot building setback in order to protect the shoreline of Possum Kingdom Lake from further development and in contemplation of future erosion. And whereas the Brazos River Authority has received several comments from prospective bidders and the public at large raising concerns with a 75-foot setback. And whereas after further evaluation, Brazos River Authority staff believes a 75-foot setback will be more restrictive and burdensome on future property owners than was intended, and that a lesser setback will not negatively impact the shoreline, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby directs that the 75-foot setback established in the declarations of restrictions, covenants, and conditions be changed to a 50-foot setback.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. So moved by Moore, seconded by Bennis. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bailon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bale?
Yes.
Director Bennett?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Matt, I think you have one more for us.
I have one more. Okay. The purpose of the next resolution is to look at obtaining expertise to help staff, to consult staff with the RFB process. BRA staff has done quite a bit of work with outside counsel in preparing the RFB documents, getting them issued, getting everything out to where it's supposed to be. But as we move into the more complex aspects of the RFB process, we are likely going to need some outside help in not only shepherding the RFB through the process in terms of marketing, but also reviewing bids, and even after the RFB process, should a successful bidder be chosen, helping us through the sale process. And so the purpose of this resolution is to give General Manager the authority to receive proposals for and contract for real estate expertise.
Any questions for Matt? Please go ahead, Ben.
I think in reading this, just for more information for Phil, we've had two bids before we went into the RFP process, and I think in marketing at this, in the marketing side, he should take into consideration with whoever he considers for this that those two would be outside of the sales commission because they've already made bids, but then we would need them in the completing the sale. So there would be a different contract for that, for those two people that made the bids already.
I don't think they actually made bids. They merely made...
No, they made bids before we did the RFP.
No. No, they made loose proposals.
Well, loose proposals, but they are already known interests. So in most real estate, if you already have had interest, that can fall outside of your sales commission.
If I can discuss this here openly, but then you're still required to negotiate on different points, and they would be involved in that with these individuals.
That would be at a different rate. That's just a suggestion. It's not in the resolution, but I think we should be able to take that into consideration.
Excuse me, Director Bailon, are you referring to the two parties that have expressed interest in buying the property?
Yes.
Okay. And you're saying that they should not be allowed to bid on this request for proposal?
No, I'm saying that when you negotiate with the real estate people, that they be made known that we already, these two people are people of interest that not necessarily deserve a full commission because they would not have sold it. These people already have expressed an interest, so their commission would be different for those two in handling the completion of the sale than it would have been someone completely outside of having shown an interest before they took.
Well, I think one issue with that is that although there was an expression of interest from two parties, that could be materially different from the actual bid that we receive in response to the request for bids. So I would think that, you know, everybody would sort of be on an equal footing in response to the request for bids.
It's not that unusual if the if the seller has already contacted a prospective bidder to do a lesser commission, they are still going to be helping us evaluate other bids as well. So, I mean, it would just be striking a balance, I guess, on what that should be, because they are still going to be providing services through the closing and all of that, even though they didn't necessarily contact that specific bidder.
Any further questions? Yes.
I certainly agree with Pat. I mean, if we were selling our house and two people came to us and said, I'm interested in buying your property, and then my wife and I made the decision that we were going to list it with an agent, then we would ask the agent to exclude these two individuals that are currently interested in our home, which would be very standard. We would, we still probably need to pay them some type of consulting fee to realize whether or not the ranch or the property, the subject property, is being sold at a fair market value. But why would we give up $1 million a fee to two people who have already expressed an interest in buying if they are the one that ends up getting the contract? Now, if it's someone else, and let's also think about it from this perspective. If the realtor or the marketing agent goes to for 60 days, they don't have they know there's two offers on the table. Wouldn't it behoove them to go beyond the two to try to look for additional offers if they know that those two aren't going to receive commission on those two? I mean, because the point of doing this amendment is to ensure that we get additional marketing exposure to the property. I would throw that out to the board, Chairman.
Well, I think that, you know, if we pass the resolution, that the general manager can take that into consideration. But that's part of the idea is to allow him the ability to negotiate with a consultant, I believe. So, Matt, if you'd like to go ahead and read the resolution, please.
And just to clarify, it's not specifically for marketing purposes. It's going to go further than that. It's for the review of bids and through the sale process. Those are the three main aspects of it. Okay. Following resolution is presented for consideration to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its January 26, 2009 meeting. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to seek proposals from firms having the professional expertise to assist the Brazos River Authority in managing, marketing, and evaluating bids for the sale of Brazos River Authority real property interest at Possum Kingdom Lake and to enter into a contract with a successful firm.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Do I see a motion to adopt?
Make a motion.
Okay. Motion by Bennis, second by Christian. Please poll the board. Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bellon?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Carraba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes. No.
Director Ward?
Abstain.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
All right.